Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Now, most of you out there know how much I love to talk about health after 40. When I first wrote my book, Fight Fat After 40, I was thinking, oh boy, after 40, there are so many challenges. So there are kindred spirits out there. That's right. Other experts who love to talk about a healthier life after 40 as well. And one of my most favorite in the whole world is Dr. Maish Seibel, who is one of our favorite experts here on Her Radio. Dr. Seibel is one of America's leading thought leaders and speakers on women's health and menopause, especially that health after 40, and is also professor of obstetrics and gynecology. And as the book title says, he wrote the Menopause Handbook. From A to Z, Dr. Seibel is going to help us understand the 7 steps to a healthier life after 40. Mish, listen, Michelle's out doing her Empower Her thing today, so it's you and me and 7 steps to a healthier life after 40. Welcome back to Her Radio.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
All right, so you know, the 7 steps, we're sitting here waiting and waiting. What's the first step?
Well, the first step, Pam, is really permission. And that's the first step, and by that I mean, as Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So you can't let your beliefs immobilize you. You've got to be able to not live in the past. You can't live in the future of anxiety. You've really got to just stay present. And think about what it is that you can do in this moment that's joyous, trying to visualize where you want to be, what you want to happen, and move towards that place. You got to just give yourself
permission. Oh, I love
that.
I just love that. It's a complete belief system. So that first step of permission is so hard for so many women because they don't even feel like they deserve that. So we have to kind of get over that, you know, that whole hump.
Moving to the next phase, and you have the right, you have permission to move forward with vibrance and to anticipate good health.
Work well, then what about associations? Okay, number 2 is associations. What does that mean?
It means that we can't live our lives alone. We know that from research that's been done that people who socialize live longer and they live healthier. So it doesn't matter whether you're spending time with friends or with family or in any connected group. It could be your congregation. It could be other social experiences. You've got to have people to hang out with because those experiences lengthen your life. They
Wonderful.
Give reality to your life. They give you freedom,
Excellent.
Happiness, and longevity. So it's
important. Oh, connectivity is so important. It'll also help you with number 3, which is stress reduction.
Stress reduction, and who doesn't have stress today? I mean, that is just the way we are in the world, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's just you have to be able to do something that tries to limit your stress. You have to have stress management, and the thing is that we have to eliminate the fear. We have to not be bound to things that prevent us from trying new things, and, you know, many times, as Joseph Campbell said, the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. So you can't avoid things. You've got to be able to go after the things that matter in your life.
Excellent.
And realize that lowering stress is a possibility.
Well, you know, I think that number 4 is going to help us lower stress, and it's catching those Z's. How about sleeping some more?
Well, sleep is really important. As you know, 70 million adults don't get the 7 or more hours of sleep they need. And sleep, especially for women, is a big deal because as hormones change, it reduces the quality of sleep, and that can lead to poor memory and poor performance on the job and poor family dynamics. And it's also part of what contributes to the mood changes and feeling like you're losing your mind. It can even increase your obesity. And that's because of the hormonal changes that happen when
Right.
you don't sleep enough. So if you want to be alert, you've got to get sleep.
Sleep. Got to get that sleep. And, you know, this next one, oh my gosh, this is number five, and this is one of my favorites. Organize. It's called declutter. Oh my gosh, when you feng shui your place, when you can suddenly see that, yes, you do own a desk. You know, it wasn't just something
right.
that was holding mountains of stuff you haven't touched in God knows
how
long.
Yeah, you know.
All right, so
I used to think in anti-gravity that all that crap on my desk was just levitating there. But actually,
true.
You can it's just like, how do you eat an 800-pound gorilla? One bite at a time. Take the corner of your room, take the corner of your desk, and just get rid of that and do 10 minutes every day. And as a matter of fact, if people do go to freemenopausehelp.com, I will give them a free stress reduction book and a year subscription to the magazine, My Menopause.
Freemenopause.com? Oh, I love it. Did everyone out there hear that?
Freemenopausehelp.com.
Freemenopausehelp.com. Okay, everyone heard it out there in her radio land. And now this takes us to number six, which is vocalize. What do you mean by that? Because I know you like to sing.
I love to sing, and singing is a great way to free your spirit and to move to a new place. But also, you've got to speak what's on your mind. Say what your fears are. Say them out loud. Verbalize it. Say what you want to achieve. Make it real. Don't keep it a secret. Make it something that you can acknowledge and then go for it.
Oh, that's so hard for so many women because they like to keep it to themselves and they don't want to rock boats and they want to be
quiet.
Start
by telling your friends. Women love their girlfriends. Talk with your friends. Tell them your hopes, your aspirations, your fears. Don't make that a secret. Keep it something that gets out in the open, and once you see it, you can achieve it.
I love it. Well,
then Walt Disney says, if you can dream it, can be got.
Well, then that's true for number seven, which is move your butt out there. That means exercise. Get out there. And now tell
right.
us about exercise then.
You know, today we all sit at a desk. We don't get as much exercise as we used to. People have computers. They have television. And we have too sedentary a life. But if you just exercise 30 minutes a day, it can change your whole life. You know this as well as anybody. You're a world authority on this topic. But, you know, you don't have to go out and run the Boston Marathon. If you just do little things like stand when you're on the phone, when you have your meetings at work, have walking meetings, get a stand-up desk, park further from the door at the grocery store, walk up the escalator, simple things that can make a difference in your life.
And I like
to
dance.
Be all at once.
How about dancing and just assuming the vertical in general? Just get up, you know, and move it along. I love this. So let me make sure I got all the seven steps in. So first, give yourself permission. Just say, hey, look, you know, I got to regroup here and make it work. And then associations, connect with other people. You know, as you said, it's so terribly important that people who do connect live longer, healthier lives. And how about that stress reduction? For number three, we got to be able to hit it with our ability to be able to navigate, adapt, and adjust to life's ever-changing challenges and stresses. And while we're at it, what about number four is sleep more. 70 million adults, you're the one who said it. And then organize, declutter. Oh my gosh, I feel so good when I do that myself and I can see that desk again. You are a singer, so you love to vocalize. That's number six. Get out there and say it, sing it, but say what you mean. And exercise, get up, assume the vertical. I can't thank you enough, Dr. Maish Seibel, who is the author of Menopause Handbook, who's helped us with the seven steps to be able to have health after 40. I'm Dr. Pam Peek on Her Radio. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Everyone out there, stay well.